We are back. Chalk Talk with Arthur Don't Cross the Most and my main man Craig. Woo! Woofly here at the Giant Eagle Market District in Robinson. And you know it's time to rock with the doc. And that doctor I'm speaking of is Dr. Jose Antonio Ramirez del Toro. And you know who he's with, right?
I love that accent.
You know, that's my guy, man. But we're going to talk about tonight's injury report because it's brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with that doctor I just spoke of, Dr. Jose Antonio Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and my favorite, Spine Care. What's up, Doc? What's up,
how are you,
baby?
My
how are you, man?
Good to see
great.
How you
good
doing?
To see you.
Good to see
doing
you guys.
Good. Are you unicorn proof?
You know what? It's interesting you guys are talking about unicorns. My youngest daughter, Catalina, she said to me, Daddy, it's not the unicorn that's the special creature.
Okay.
It's the alicorn. You know which one the alicorn is?
Alicorn?
The alicorn is the unicorn with wings. That's the one that flies. And so she said to me, Daddy, it's the alicorn that's
all right, I'm making notes because I'm going to check with my daughter.
Alicorn.
All right, alicorn.
A-L-I-C-O-R-N.
Get the correct spelling.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The correct spelling.
My 6 and 7-year-old will never forgive me if I get the correct spelling.
That is, see, I like
so if you're seeing alicorns, then you're really in trouble.
Okay.
I know how to spell.
For the alicorns. Okay.
I was either third in my 6th grade spelling bee or 6th in my 3rd. I'm not sure which one. I get them confused. George knows what I'm talking about. You know, those little moments, they kind of confuse.
Oh, that's right. Man. That's right.
Anyhow, it's good to see you, Doc.
No
glad
question,
to have you back.
Man.
Now,
good to be here.
We wanted to talk a little bit. Had a couple Steelers yesterday get themselves a little bit doinked up.
Yeah.
The you know, you got Javon Hargrave and you got Shemarco.
Jay Wobble.
Shemarco Thomas. And they both got a little bit of the doink in the head.
Yeah,
you know, that requires a visit to the noggin-ologist.
Yeah. You know the noggin-ologist? Yeah. Like specializes in headecotomy.
Yeah, that's right. Headecotomy.
Headecotomy, baby.
like the coach said, they're in the protocol now, right?
So, yes.
You know what? The biggest thing about concussions is the public perception of this. People see, you know, they didn't see any big hit. Hey, no one got laid out.
That's
there was,
it.
There was there was no loss of consciousness. There was none of that. If you look at the studies, whether you have loss of consciousness after a concussion has no bearing on the length of recovery.
Correct.
So you can have a small hit and be dinged for a while, or you can have a big, you know, one of those bone crusher ones that you see where there's loss of consciousness and they recover, fast. So the whether there's loss of consciousness or not has no bearing on recovery from a concussion.
Interesting.
That's so. You know, it's interesting to me because I've experienced concussions and I've not been knocked unconscious.
Right.
In another case, I pretty much went blotto. But I mean, you have this wide range.
Have you ever been like the dead roach, where you like on your back, and you're locked up with your hands locked?
That's called
and everything is up.
Yeah, when you're locking up.
The medical term for that is posturing.
Posturing.
So you're on the field, and when you see someone go into that posture, you're like, here we go. Time for me to work.
Yes. Yeah, try to stay away from posturing.
I try not to work. When I go to the games, I try not to work. But when I see posturing, time for me to work.
Gosh. And that would be with a tensing of the muscles?
Yes. They go into a flexion posture, and then you got to come out. And you got to be real, real careful how you bring them back around.
Yeah, you don't slap them in the face.
Hey, man, you all right? Let's throw it on the
smelling salts.
Get up.
Smelling salts.
Man.
But the posturing, that's
now the
a
worst
clear
worst
sign.
One I ever had, I hallucinated. I actually
hallucinated.
Had yeah, I
you
actually
saw alicorns.
Yeah. I saw myself.
Whoa.
That was very
like
bizarre.
An out of talking body to the man.
It was like an out of body, yeah.
Man,
that was in college.
Wow.
I sat up at the wrong moment. Dude jumped over me. I caught 300 pounds like a sledgehammer right between the eyes.
Wow.
But that was a weird one. That was
so
weird.
I do have a question. What is like, do you feel a lot of pain after you wake up? Or what is that like, man?
You know what? I remember being up in training camp.
Yeah.
You kind of shake your head.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like a bolt's rattling around in there.
the old cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, it wasn't, I don't remember a concussion at that point in time. It was just, you know, all the hitting. It was double sessions.
So it's funny. When I do my preseason exams, pre-participation physicals, I'll talk to my guys and I'll say, yeah, have you had any concussions? No, nothing like that. Or one or two. You ever had your bell rung? Oh, yeah. All the time.
That's a concussion, right?
Well, yes. So the problem
from a technical standpoint, yeah.
So again, he's right. He's right every time we're here.
Yeah, from a technical
every time you get your bell rung, that's a concussive type hit, right? And those accumulate over time. So that's why sometimes you could have just the slightest little hit that doesn't look like a big deal, but you've had thousands of other slight little hits leading up to that. And so this, all of a sudden, that's the one that sends your brain chemistry out of alignment because of a concussion. Because what a concussion is your brain chemistry is actually out of alignment. And and it's, you know,
that's why I'm good.
It's like crossing the streams, man. You can't cross the streams. It's bad.
Like Ghostbusters.
Don't
cross the streams, man. You know?
Imagine every molecule in your body exploding outward at the speed of light. That's bad. Now, when they go through this protocol, it's a day by day of situation, right? They will do one step and then another.
They do their the concussion test actually. And they have like your baseline that you set up prior to the season, and then
there's different companies. One's called the Impact Test. It's used in a lot of high schools. That's just part of the puzzle in getting someone back to a concussion. That's another big misconception out there, that the impact test, how you do on that is what determines whether you return back to play from a concussion. And it's not. That's part of the puzzle. That's so that looks at hand reaction and memory, recall, things like that. But it's also symptoms, and it's also how you respond to being put in an environment and whether that sets off symptoms. So it's a whole progression to get an athlete back to play after a concussion.
So you know... This is how my mind works sometimes.
About your friend?
No. See, honestly, I will say this, right? I mean, from a technical standpoint, you don't have to be an athlete to have experienced a concussion. I mean, and that's the thing that I always laugh at, because it's like, yeah, man, have you ever had a concussion? Well, no, but then have you ever been dinged? You can get dinged in a fight outside, or if you wake up and fall off the bed, or if you
car
hit your
accident.
Head, a car accident. So I was like, you think about how many people in America have actually experienced concussions. I mean, you're probably a minority if you haven't had a concussion. And that's the crazy
thing. That might be accurate. And the other thing that's tough is a lot of these people that are involved in concussions, let's say they have a motor vehicle collision. Yeah. Boom, there's an accident.
Right.
And a couple of days later, they're feeling funny. They have headaches, or for some reason, they're nauseous. And they never make that connection.
Right.
And a physician never makes that connection, because even physicians, we're not immune to that thought process, too, that, it wasn't a sports concussion.
No one hit him in the head.
It wasn't
boxing. They're good.
So he's right.
Let me ask you real quick before we go to break. Earl Thomas, a great safety for the Seattle Seahawks, cracks his shin bone. They're going to operate on him, shut him down for the season. What, maybe a rod? Did I hear they were going to stick a rod? Is it? I thought maybe he'd just crack a shin bone. It'd be like, you know, you tape it up and get, no?
So when you crack a bone, it depends on what happens to that bone. If you crack it and it's just a hairline crack where you don't have it come out of alignment, then you usually try to avoid doing any kind of surgery. But when the bone is separated and moved and out of alignment, you have to realign it. And the only way to do that is to stick a rod in there and some screws and pin it in.
Okay, how bad out of alignment? I mean, if it's sticking through the skin, I get it. That's a compound.
Any kind of angulation.
Angulation?
Yeah, so if it's not straight, right? So if you have, it's looking like
geometry.
If it's looking like it's angulated, or if it's multiple fragments, multiple pieces.
Oh, so now you've, in case it starts to splinter. I mean, you get the fragmentation.
That's correct.
So how long is that typical as a recovery for that?
Bones heal in 6 to 12 weeks.
Okay.
When will he be back to actually playing football? Yeah. That's a different story, right? Because first, you got to allow that bone to heal, and then it's the rehabilitation.
Correct.
They usually say the rehabilitation takes twice the amount that you were not using that leg to get back to that strength, because the muscle atrophies, not only there, but in the butt, in the knees, everywhere else.
And
so
now
you have to get that back before you play.
Now, I have a question also, man.
Yes.
I saw a guy, Cecil Shorts III. Man, did you see the hit yesterday on him?
No, I missed that.
Got hit in the knee, ACL, MCL, PCL, and dislocated the kneecap.
Oh!
How long is that? Man,
that's a long time.
I was like, gosh. I mean,
you're looking at a year.
Yeah, you see the hit, and it was like, wow. Like, it was gross, man.
Those multi-ligamentous injuries, that require surgery,
yeah, they said literally the only thing that was keeping his, like, leg together was the skin.
Oh, that's actually a scary situation because if you do that, you could actually tear the popliteal artery and you could bleed out. Bleed out. So,
that's what I was going to say, the popliteal artery. Okay. We were all over that one, Doc.
Yes, you were, Wolf. You're going to say
you
that,
you knew
Wolf.
It was an artery. You just couldn't pronounce it the right
way. Yeah, it
man.
Was the unicorn or popliteal. Right. One of the two. All right, we got to go to break, Arthur. Take us out.
Man, so you know Will Hill, 102.5 WDVE, and it rocks.
Hear what's happening with the Steelers directly from the players themselves this year.